Welcome to Willow Park Church Seasons Podcast. During our time together this Advent, I hope that you can stop, reflect, and think on the goodness of God on our journey to Bethlehem as we anticipate the coming King, Jesus Christ. Today is Thursday, December 15th, and the 19th day of Advent. Over the next 3 days, we will spend our time in the poetic prologue of John's Gospel, one of my favorite passages in the entire Bible. In the theologically rich opening poem of the fourth Gospel, we see an amalgamation of Hebrew revelation and Greek wisdom, a blend that describes Christian theology itself. John opens his book with an echo back to Genesis 1, verse 1. John writes that in the beginning was the Word, the eternal Logos, the infinite idea, the logic of love, the divine wisdom. This Logos is the wisdom by which God founded the earth and established the heavens. The Logos is the creative word of God in the intricacy of the Trinity, and this word is Christ. Jesus Christ, as the Word of God, is both the creator and sustainer of creation. As the Apostle Paul says, in him all things hold together. A century ago, in the aftermath of a global war and a global pandemic, the Irish poet William Butler Yeats wrote, "Things fall apart, the center cannot hold." In the context of the time, Yeats's poem had a prophetic truth to it. But there is a greater truth, that there is a center that holds, the eternal Logos. Jesus Christ, the Word of God, sustains all things and cannot be overcome by the chaotic darkness of evil. Every star and every galaxy, every blade of grass and every grain of sand continues to exist because they are sustained by the eternal Word of God. Today's reading comes from John chapter 1, verses 1 to 5. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. As we heard about yesterday, Christ is supreme above all. He sustains creation alongside things seen and things unseen. In this passage at the beginning of John, we see that God is sustaining creation through his Word, and that Word remains the ever-present, uncreated Jesus. As we have heard about over the last few days, Jesus never ceased to be the eternal God who has always existed, the creator and sustainer of all things and the source of eternal life. What John also tells us is that Jesus is the light. Every year at Christmas, I look forward to lighting up my house with Christmas lights and seeing all the different light displays in the neighborhood. Some might say it's a silly tradition, but I think it's a beautiful reminder of the light that comes into the world at Christmas. This Advent, we wait for the light that comes into the darkness of our world. A beacon of light from a lighthouse when darkness and peril prevail. C.S. Lewis says, "I believe in Christ as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else." Verse 4 says that his life brought life to everyone. As Christ came to us those 2,020 years ago, bringing light to our dark world, so does he bring light into our present darkness that we persistently experience throughout our lives. A light of a lighthouse not only alerts the captain of the location of the lighthouse, but it shines a light on the surroundings, giving the ship a safe passage home. Jesus comes to this world as a light that shines in the darkness, not only to show us who he is, but to guide us through the turbulent life that we have to live here on earth. John records Jesus speaking multiple times about himself being the light. In John 8, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." And again, John records in John 12, Jesus saying, "Whoever believes in me does not believe in me only, but in the one who sent me. The one who looks at me is seeing the one who sent me. I have come into this world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." The light that comes to us this Christmas is the light that will guide us home and into the comforting presence of God. As we listen to this again, take a moment to ask God which areas of your life you need the Logos, the light of Christ, to shine into your life. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Salt of the Sound sings, "May you find a light."
May you find a light. May you find a light. May you find a light to guide you.
Lord Jesus, you are the true Word of God, the Logos that enlightens us, the living Word that gives us life. We come to you that we might live in the light of your saving Word. Amen.
May you find a light.
May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and evermore. Amen.